The following presentation is brought to you by The Realm Network.
The Bubble Genius, Bob and Chez Show.
Hello, Bob here with this week's Bubble Genius Showcase item of the week. Just in time for Father's Day, it's their I Love You Guys powder for your nards. Whether you wear briefs, boxers, or you go commando, if you love your guys, you'll definitely want to use I Love You Guys talc-free powder for your nards. A zingy cooling powder, talc-free with tea tree oil and Japanese peppermint oil. And also with a dash of zinc oxide for extra absorbency. Only $10 at BubbleGenius.com, but if you use our promo code Bob and Chez, that's BOBANDCHEZ, you'll get 15% off your entire order only at BubbleGenius.com. And now let the cartoons begin.
Recorded live in the USA and covering the whole wide world, this is the Bubble Genius Bob and Chez Show.
Right on!
With Bob Seska and Chez Pazienza.
And we have Chet from Mesquite on the line. Hello, Chet. Hello.
You think you're so smart.
Hello.
Why are you always talking about drugs and homos and Jews? Isn't there anything else to talk about?
You know what I hate, Chet? I hate people who call me up and tell me what they don't want to talk about. You don't want to talk about blacks and gays? Then why do you bring them up in the first place, huh? Sounds to me like you like talking about them.
Keep talking, Jew boy. Life is short.
Stu, let's send a microwave oven out to Chet.
We're having fun because we're number one. And the part that makes us smile is making friends all around the world, singing up and down the dial.
The Bubble Genius Bob and Chez Show.
Strength. 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 Strength.
It is Thursday, June 11, 2015, and this is the Bubble Genius Bob and Chez Show. I am Bob Seska. That is Chez Pezian, just sitting right there. Teeny tiny Chez today. Teeny tiny.
Hello from my little tin can. I am trapped under a tin can. Bob has decided to keep me there. And Bob is technically a giant compared to me, so he could keep me in a tin can.
Chez got hacked.
I got hacked.
You got hacked by some, not hackers, but young online activists. So your computer was basically wiped out.
I'm on my iPad right now, which is why it sounds like this.
Using the teeny tiny little microphone on your
iPad. Hey, you know what? Talk to Steve Jobs or Tim Cook, whoever the hell makes these things, for not putting in not being able to put in a USB port somewhere.
Yes, please. My God. It's 2015. I think we can do it. We are brought to you.
Actually, you're right. There's probably something that we can, maybe like if I have to do this for another couple of days, maybe I can go get a little thing that transfers from, I don't know, does the whatever.
Yeah. What's happening is your voice is really lacking.
Strength.
You don't have much
strength
in your voice.
That's all right. I never do.
We are brought to you every show by BubbleGenius.com. It's the best soap in the world. We're also brought to you by the Bowen Law Group and attorney Charles J. Bowen. If you need a lawyer, better call Bo. By the way, the Bowen Law Group wants to give free answers to legal questions for Bob and Chez show listeners. Head over to thebowenlawgroup.com/Bob and Chez or click the link, the big bulbous link on the podcast page. Also, a big thanks to our spectacular new affiliate, littlegreenfootballs.com, carrying the show. Every single one of the shows. Really big thanks to Charles Johnson. And, by the way, we're going to be talking about his nemesis, Chuck C. Johnson, coming up here in a little bit. Also, support the show at patreon.com/Bob and Chez. We're almost there. We're tantalizingly close to $2,000 a month on Patreon. So thank you, everyone, for supporting us over there at Patreon. All right. So what the hell happened to your computer?
don't ever invite a vampire into your home, boy. It renders you powerless. I was an idiot. I pride myself on being smart. And, you know, I get phishing things all the time, and I can spot them, and I get texts all the time, and I'm like, oh, you know what, that's fake, you know.
Yeah.
And yesterday I was doing 1,000 different things, and I lost my iPad mini last year. It either got stolen or I lost it, and I shut it down. I hit the lock on it. But it traces it. It's supposed to trace it. Unfortunately, it couldn't trace it. It said that it couldn't find it. So yesterday I get, around 4 o'clock in the afternoon, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, whatever, I get a text that looks very, very official.
Yeah.
And it says, your you're missing iPad Mini 16 GB has come back online. And then it, you know, gave me the cloud prompt to enter in, to get the map, to get the locator on it. And yeah. I, without even thinking, because I'm a moron, I did it.
Oh, God.
The second I did it, the Apple appeared on my phone and the Apple appeared on my MacBook, anything attached to the cloud. And
it just
began wiping everything out.
Oh.
Yeah. And I, you know, basically what happened is I went to the geniuses over at the Apple store. And whatever this malicious thing was that I triggered, it essentially triggered the lost function on everything that was attached to the cloud. So my phone wiped, my MacBook wiped, everything as if it were lost, as if they were both lost. Now, I managed to get my phone back up, and I, you know, through the cloud, I was able to restore everything on my phone. But, I mean, there's a pretty good chance, like, I was locked out all the way to the firmware. Like, I mean, when I opened my computer as of late yesterday afternoon, it was a black screen with a padlock and a prompt for a password.
Nice.
And the guy at Apple looks at me and he's just like, have you ever seen this on your computer before? I'm like, I have no, hell no, never.
Here's the salient question then. Here's the really important question for you. How much money have you given to Nigerian princes?
Exactly, yeah, right.
Okay, so let's get into it here. I mentioned before we've got some Chuck C. Johnson news. Chuck C. Johnson, as you know, hack fraud Chuck C. Johnson, the conservative blogger. And I love calling him that because I know how offended he gets when people say he's just a conservative blogger. He's an award-winning journalist. He's not. But not really. He's a hack fraud is what he is. Chuck C. Johnson, as you know, was banned from Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
Indefinitely. I mean, basically for life. He's done. Because now he's just antagonizing Twitter. So on the, he kind of took over his, I think it's his assistant's Twitter handle, which is Got News Research on Twitter.
Yeah.
Took over that account and posted a photo of himself standing outside the Twitter headquarters. So he's like, he went and started stalking Twitter.
Like menacingly.
Yeah.
I, Chuck C. Johnson, am going to, you know, stand menacingly outside of this multi-million-dollar company.
Right.
Who's terrified of me.
Yeah. Which they're,
I know too much.
They're absolutely not terrified, but...
Of course not. They don't give a crap about him.
Of course, they're monitoring his Got News Research account, right? And so... He was just dumb enough. He fancies himself so erudite and smart and clever, and he's one step ahead of the game. He was tweeting in the first person, for God's sake. This is from littlegreenfootballs.com. He was going after Charles Johnson, good guy Charles Johnson from Little Green Footballs. And he was saying,
it's so easy to see why Charles Johnson is constantly going after Chuck Johnson.
Yeah.
I mean, if there were somebody out there named like Czech Pazienza.
Yeah. And it was
I would be like so angry. I'd be trying to take them down all the time. Like you're ruining my not very good at all name.
Yeah, that's
you
right.
Know what, honestly, I'm Ches Pazienza. I guarantee you there's probably like a Chesels Pazienza who's the good version of me.
That's your new nickname right there. From now on I'm calling you Chesels.
Because I'm the there's no doubt about the fact that if there are Ches twins, I am the evil one.
So what are you saying that there maybe maybe Chesel Pazienza is out there organizing Chesel rallies Chesel. And
yeah, Chesel Pazienza is out there doing something good for the world, and I'm just being a douche
teaching CCD on Sundays.
Yeah, there's somebody out there. He's on Twitter. He's like, you know, he's like putting up hashtags for, you know, save the planet. And I'm making dick jokes.
It's bizarro, Chez.
Yeah.
So if you're pretending to be someone you're not on Twitter, don't refer to yourself in the first person specifically regarding photos of yourself. At Got News Research, he tweeted, "It sure would be nice if people didn't call me a stalker for going to the market restaurant with a friend." Right? Smart.
And then please tell
Johnson.
Me they bounced him.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So they absolutely, they bounced his Got News Research account. It's great news. So he has nothing.
He gets nothing.
You got nothing.
You hack fraud piece of crap, you.
I would so love to watch him get hit in the back of the head with a baseball bat.
I mean, again, it's just so stupid. At one point, he responded to someone called Buzz Patriot, and he said, I think Buzz Patriot said something like he was stalking Twitter, and then he replied, I did nothing of the sort, LOLOL.
Oh, my God.
Duh. What an idiot.
You dick.
Right. Yeah. This one, too.
Scum!
All right. So, you know, I was going to do our letter. We do, we read some tweets and comments that we get from our listeners every Thursday or whenever they come in, but mostly Thursdays. But we're gonna bump that over to the postmortem show because we've got so much material to cover today. And because Chez was hacked and we had to get that story in, we got to get to some politics here. So Chuck Johnson aside, and again, thank God he's gone. The latest news, it was right after we wrapped our Tuesday show. It was literally like they were waiting to break this news when we finished recording. Eric Casebolt, the Texas cop, resigned.
Yep.
It was like seconds after we finished the show on Tuesday. Police officer who slammed a 14-year-old black girl to the ground and pulled his gun on black teens at a pool party has resigned. Eric Casebolt submitted his resignation Tuesday at a press conference. McKinney Police Chief Greg Conley called Casebolt's actions inexcusable. Police Chief, by the way, McKinney Police Chief, good guy. Good guy. He's handled this perfectly. Yeah. He said, our policies, our training, and our practice do not support his actions. Well, this guy was obviously, you know...
It was conduct unbecoming a police officer.
Yeah, absolutely. And now he's in hiding, evidently.
Yeah, I'm sure because he believes his life is being threatened.
Yeah, of course. Because these guys...
And you know what comes next? The Indiegogo.
Oh, yeah.
Where he makes literally like $7 million in 24 hours.
Yeah, I was wondering if the GoFundMe is up there yet. Cover his legal expenses.
GoFundMe, that's it. Yeah.
And it's only a matter of time. But usually these days, GoFundMe has been pretty good about swatting those guys down. We're saying, no. We're not going to be an aid to you, you idiot.
It's only a matter of time before he turns up on Fox.
Oh, my God, yeah. Fox analyst Eric Casebolt.
That may happen, but no. I mean, that's a little far-fetched, but he's going to turn up at one point. Like, Hannity's going to get the interview with him.
Yeah. Hannity or O'Reilly.
Yeah.
I mean, O'Reilly's just been all over this, too. He blamed, Bill O'Reilly blamed MSNBC.
Okay.
For what's been going on.
Sure, why not? It's all MSNBC's fault. It was Chris Hayes who twisted that girl's wrist back and put her on the ground, as if Chris Hayes could.
That's right.
That girl would beat the shit out of him.
He said the anti-police zealots on MSNBC made kids act unruly.
See, that's it. That's what we talked about on Tuesday. I don't understand that defense.
No.
You know, I am a very strong supporter of police. You know, again, I've said it many times. My dad was in law enforcement for so many years, and he taught me a serious respect of cops. Just because I have a respect for the job, that makes me even more, it makes it even more incumbent upon me to point it out when people don't do the job right.
Oh, yeah.
When people are awful. Because that's a hell of a lot of responsibility, and it's a dangerous amount of responsibility to give to somebody who doesn't take it seriously and doesn't do it properly.
That's right. And my God, do you think any of those kids, white, black, doesn't matter, do you think any of them are watching MSNBC? Do you think they're going, oh, my God, we got to get home. We got to get home from school quickly. Al Sharpton is on.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't think they're DVRing Chris Hayes
really
show.
They're really into Chris Matthews.
They're staying up late for Lawrence O'Donnell. And, well, I know there's lots of kids who have, like, Mark Halperin posters on their wall. God. All right, so we got a huge show. I mean, I don't know if we're going to get to half of this crap, but we've got a Duggar update coming up. Steve Ducey in the news. This is a funny Ducey in the box story. Plus some clown car news, election 2016 news from Ben Carson, Lindsey Graham. A couple of good Lindsey Graham stories, by the way. So get ready. I know I'm ready.
Strength.
I can't take Mr. Lady Chablis seriously.
Plus Marco Rubio. Oh, and Chris Christie. Chris Christie's foreign policy is effing insane. We'll get to that in a little bit. But first, we're going to take a break, and we'll be back right after this. Okay, let's talk Patreon. In case you're just joining us, we're rallying all of our listeners to sponsor our little podcast here. And if we reach our crowdfunding goal, we'll give you new full-length shows every weekday. Meanwhile, if you pledge $1, $5, $10, or $15 per month, you'll not only help finance the show, but you'll also get Patreon-only rewards, such as our post-mortem show, our drunken after-party podcast, and for $15 per month, you'll get all of that, plus a commercial-free, unbleeped version of our full-length Tuesday and Thursday shows. If everyone listening right now pledged just $1 a month, that's 12 cents per show, we'd far exceed our goal. Go right now to patreon.com/Bob and Chez. That's patreon.com/Bob and Chez. Thank you for your support.
The Bubble Genius Bob and Chez Show.
Welcome back. Someone set that case bolt tumble in that video to this music.
Yeah, it was good.
So effing funny. Again, it's one of those weeks where the internet just comes through. You know, sometimes I hate the internet, sometimes I love it. And when I saw that vine come down of Case Bolt doing that drop and roll.
Yeah, the kind of half-assed barrel roll.
Yeah, exactly.
I had to go back and watch it again to realize that it's really not, it's really not a very good tumble.
No, because I think he fell, and then he tried to make it seem as if he was doing something intentionally. Like he meant to do that. Like he jumped up, he just did the Pee Wee Herman. Flipped over his handlebars, did a double somersault, landed on his back, got up, dusted himself off.
I meant to do that.
But he's not a kid. So, you know, more power to him for being able to pull that off. Yeah. I can't do that. My bones would break.
Oh, my God. Yes. I'm at the age now where sometimes if I sneeze, I'll throw my back out.
It's like, I've had that happen.
It's like, ow, God. And then I can't turn my head for like 3-4 days. Because I sneezed. What the hell is that? All right, so moving along here with the show. Oh, by the way, segment two is brought to you by the BobSuska.com Amazon link. If you shop at Amazon, enter the site using our link just below the logo at BobSuska.com, and we get a small commission from everything you buy. It costs you nothing and helps support the show, and here's what you're going to do. You use the Amazon link at BobSuska.com. Can't miss it. Go in and buy the Stephanie Miller book called Sexy Liberal. Actually, you're just pre-ordering it now. It's not officially out yet, but pre-order it now. It went to, I think within a day, it went to number one in two different categories. So that was great. So I'm really looking forward to that. Go to Amazon and buy Stephanie's book. Okay, so, oh, God, well, I got to get to this. Steve Doocy, you know, we like to joke oftentimes about Fox News Channel simply parroting Republican talking points, is basically reading off of Republican press releases and things like that direct from the RNC. Well, it actually happened. You know, we were just kind of kidding about that. But here it is. It actually occurred this week on Fox and Friends. The giggling couch tumors at Fox and Friends.
That was very clever, by the way. That's a good description.
I contribute the finest of information to the discourse. Between my Spider-Man comments on the Stephanie Miller show, and you'll have to listen to the Stephanie Miller show in order to hear that, but because I can't say it on that. Well, I'll just say it. I said that Spider-Man is really good at on the Stephanie Miller show. We were talking about porn parodies of superheroes. But they were talking about Hillary Clinton's speech. I don't know if you got a chance to see Hillary Clinton's speech on voter ID. It was out of this world. Really, really great. Finally, someone at the national level is now talking about this scam where Republicans are very clearly trying to disenfranchise Democrats. And it's been going on probably since the 2000 election. Maybe earlier than that, but most predominantly in the past 6 years or so with all of these voter ID laws that have been passed all over the place. Making it harder and harder for people to vote. So they're talking about this, these doofuses on Fox News Channel in the morning. And Steve Doocy chimes up. Well, you know what? I think I have the audio here. Do I have the audio? Oh, yeah. I think I do. Here's Steve Doocy talking about voter ID.
But what's interesting is, remember, she was the U.S. Senator from the state of New York, which is a Democrat state. And yet, New York does not allow...
The Democrat state, right?
It's, yeah, it's, I know. It's so childish.
It's democratic, for God's sake.
It's so fucking juvenile.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, for God's sake.
Oh, I'm going to get him. I'm going to say Democrat instead of Democratic. Oh, I got him.
Can you imagine if Rachel Maddow got on her show on MSNBC and pronounced Republican, Republican, like to emphasize the pube sound?
Right. How? Rethuglican.
The Rethuglican one, too. These are legitimate people. Actual Republican members of Congress, governors, say the Democrat Party pejorative. It's ridiculous. It's Democratic. It's not going to do you any harm to say Democratic, you peons.
Yet, New York does not allow early voting while dozens of Republican-led states do. So, I mean, if she's going to be talking about voting, how about early voting in New York, Madam Secretary?
Yeah. No, yeah, how about that? So there was a line in there. He says, the Deucey in the Box says, New York does not allow early voting while dozens of Republican-led states do. Well, there was an RNC statement that went out from an RNC communications director that said the exact same thing. It was the exact same line. Verbatim, New York does not allow early voting while dozens of Republican-led states do.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, it's just they're not. They get their talking points directly from the RNC.
Right.
I mean, just directly.
That's what the brain room is. They go by the Fox News channel brain room and they leave their brains. They check their brains in the brain room and then they're handed their talking points from the RNC. I mean, again, we joke about that all the time. We say, they're just a mouthpiece for the RNC. But it's still kind of shocking when you see it up close and you see it actually happen. I mean, he didn't paraphrase. He actually looked into the camera and repeated the words as if he had memorized them already.
Yeah.
Which is pretty stupendous. So anyway, speaking of Fox and Friends and Steve Deucey, you know, by the way, we're almost 6 months away from Christmas, but it won't stop Fox News Channel from launching its brand new Christmas item.
Coming this Christmas to the Fox News Channel store. Declare a war on the war on Christmas by shopping early and buying your kids what's sure to be the most popular conservative toy this year. From News Corp and the giggling couch tumors at Fox and Friends, it's the Deucey in the Box. That's right, kids. It's Fox and Friends host Steve Deucey in a box.
Nobody loves the Deucey in the Box.
The Deucey in the Box comes with a series of pre-recorded Deucey-isms, as heard on Fox and Friends.
You don't want free college tuition because college is horrible. When the terrorists killed a general in Afghanistan, it was Obama's fault. There just aren't enough male heroes in children's movies. If you investigate Sarah Palin, Alaskans might shoot you in the face until you're dead.
Awesome!
Sex education teaches you about transsexuals and stuff that's gross.
Yeah!
It's the Deucey in the Box from News Corp and Fox and Friends. Order early by going to the Fox News Channel store and enter the promo code COUCHTUMORS.
Barack Obama wants to kill babies with abortion pills.
Yeah!
Order now. All right, now I should clarify something. Those are actual Steve Deucey quotes. Well, pretty damn close. They're truncated Steve Deucey quotes. He actually said those things. And it's because, you know, I mean, of course, the connection is he sounds just like this guy.
No child wants to play with a Charlie in the box.
He does. That's
exactly what he sounds
Deucey
like.
Deucey the clown.
Deucey the clown.
No child wants to play with a Charlie in the box.
Nobody loves the Deucey in the box. God, what an idiot. These guys are occupying 3 hours every morning on Fox News Channel.
Hours. It's really difficult to sort of wrap your head around who is the dumbest one at Fox News.
It's Kilmeade.
I mean, Kilmeade's dumb. Hmm. I'm talking, you know what, dumb at Fox News is a different kind of thing. Like, it's a combination of dumb and evil.
Yeah.
Deucey is dumb and evil. You know, Kilmeade is just stupid. Kilmeade is so stupid, you almost feel sorry for him.
Yeah, and you know,
and then people like Andrea Tentaros are so second and third string, and they're so desperate to sort of move up to the big show that they're constantly saying the meanest, most ridiculous thing that you could possibly come up with just to get the attention of the execs who will hopefully like elevate her at some point to something better.
Yeah, everyone else is just nasty. Everyone else is just sort of pegging off of Greg Gutfeld now by just being.
Yeah.
But see, that's why I'm kind of weirdly attracted to Fox and Friends, because they're dicks, but they're stupid dicks. I mean,
yeah, but Tentaros, like every 2 days, it's like she has to outdo herself. So it's, you know, Obama rapes Christian children.
God.
And then like 3 days later, in the ass.
By the way, Ducey really did say that sex education will teach children about transsexuals and quote unquote stuff that is gross.
Stuff that is gross.
He wasn't just being a couch tumor and talking to the other two doofuses there. He was actually interviewing an expert in sex education at the time. One-on-one interview. He said, I don't want people learning stuff that's gross. It's gross. Oh my God. You got to take a break. Be back with more show right after this.
Hi, this is Buzz Burbank in the Buzz Burbank Newsroom, preparing for you another Buzz Burbank News and Comment. Do you like good stories? Boy, I sure do. I turn over a lot of stones each day to make sure I don't miss the best ones. Sure, some make me angry and some make me sad and some make me laugh, and isn't that what makes us human? I'm proud of the fact that I pack more news into my 10 or 15 minutes a day than the evening news does in a half hour. It's a free podcast at buzzburbank.com, or you can subscribe free at iTunes, SoundCloud, Stitcher, or get it on any RSS device. It's like a newspaper for your head. It's Buzz Burbank News and Comment, another Realm Network presentation. Shove Bob and Chez into your pants and haul them around with you wherever you go. Subscribe to the Bob and Chez Show in the podcast section on iTunes.
Yeah, thank you, Buzz. Please, please go and do that. iTunes, you just go into your iTunes app, find the show. You can search for the show. Just type in Bob and Chezels. No, type in Chezel. Bob and Chez. Type in Bob and Chez. It'll take you to our show page. And then all you got to do is hit the subscribe button. Costs you nothing. Zero. Free. Absolutely free of charge.
I'm Chez C. Pazienza. Now, somewhere out there, there's just Chezels Pazienza, the good guy.
Going around distributing Gideon's Bibles door to door.
Yeah, he's doing nice things. He's doing good things for the world while I sit on my couch and you know, kill hookers in Grand Theft Auto V.
He's wearing the Bizarro Chez, wearing the white button down short sleeve shirt and the black tie and
absolutely.
Riding a. A cruiser bicycle up and down the street handing out biblical tracts.
Yeah.
Door to door.
Yeah. He's done time like over in, in the Peace Corps. He's a vegan. Treats animals really well. He doesn't would never even think about eating foie gras.
All right. Goes up to a door, knocks on the door.
Hello.
I'm Chezels Pazienza.
No, he's really upbeat.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He would be really upbeat.
Yeah.
It's got to be like, the opposite.
Yeah, he's totally upbeat. He's like, you know, I can't do an impression of him because he's upbeat and I'm not. So,
do you have a few moments to discuss the Lord?
Yeah. Hi, everybody. Jeff was by the end of the year.
Oh my God. Okay, so
and I need to crush him because he's ruining my good name, my bad name.
I'm here. I'm Chezels Pazienza. I'm here in support of the Josh, Michelle, and Jim Bob Duggar Support Foundation.
The Lord said to Noah, "There's going to be a floody, floody."
Yeah, I figured out a way to make that segue. We got a brief Duggar update.
I'm just not even acknowledging this song anymore. You do this.
Yeah, I've been getting yelled at for the Duggar theme music. All right. This is getting worse for them. Remember when I said on Tuesday after Pastor Jeffress went on Fox News Channel and defended the Duggars, like really, really, really effusively vouched for them?
Yeah, exactly the people you don't want to hit your wagon to right now. Just not yet.
No,
certainly.
Especially knowing that at the time, In Touch magazine announced that they had more revelations, more harrowing revelations about the Duggars. And there was Pastor Dreffel. Now, I think the Duggars are fine people. They have a sort of internal
strength.
Lots of
strength.
Please tell me that In Touch uncovered that they're eating babies or something.
Well, no,
that's why there are so many of them. They feed. They're actually, it's actually like 112 kids and counting, and just they've eaten the other ones, so there are only 19 left.
That's right. Now here it is. This is directly from In Touch magazine, dated yesterday, the day after Pastor Jeffress and Fox News Channel was going nuts in support of the Duggars. The Duggar family is under investigation again by the Arkansas Department of Human Services, and police were called when the family refused to cooperate with a representative of the DHS. In Touch magazine is reporting exclusively in its new issue that hits newsstands today. A representative from the Washington County DHS called 911 on May 27th. Around 11 a.m., asking for police assistance when DHS was not allowed to see the minor they were concerned about. So there's a minor they're concerned about inside the Duggar compound. And by the way, I've chosen to call it a compound.
Oh, I do like that. It's very Branch Davidian.
Exactly. In Touch, which broke the story of Josh Duggar's sexual molestation scandal, has the full transcript of the emergency call in the new issue. Oh, my God. This is going to be great. The new investigation. I don't know what the old investigation was. There was a first investigation? I guess there was.
Well, I mean, the first investigation, I'm going to assume, had to do with the... had to do with the 2002-2003, you know, stuff that came out in the 2006 police report.
Oh, you see, now I thought there was like a DHS thing, like they went in and tried to check on another kid. And they
I wouldn't think so. I think we would have heard, obviously we would have heard about it.
The new investigation comes as the family tries to save its TLC reality show, 19 Kids and Counting, which the network pulled off the air, while determining its fate. It's gonna come back. Jim, Bob, Michelle, and two of their daughters sat for interviews with Fox News, attempting to minimize the damage, but much of what they said was widely condemned as misinformation and not full disclosure. The Duggars made no mention of the fact that they have been under investigation again, but In Touch discovered that they are hiding via another Freedom of Information Act request that produced the 911 call. See, now, that's the thing. That's the question that's being raised now. Was Fox News Channel aware, when they interviewed the Duggars, that they were under investigation by the DHS, and they refused to allow a DHS employee into their house to check on this child?
No. I don't know. I honestly don't. I mean, here's the thing. I think that even if they were aware of it, it wouldn't have mattered to them. They would have done the interview anyway, and they wouldn't have mentioned it. And yes, I'm accusing them of journalistic malfeasance because, well, duh.
Fox News Channel.
Duh.
After identifying himself as a Washington County, the article says Washington Country, In Touch magazine, as a Washington County DHS employee and stating the Duggar family address, the caller tells the 911 operator, quote, "We have an investigation, and I guess they're not being cooperative. We have to see a child to make sure the child is all right, so we just need police assistance. DHS records are not available to the public, so it is unknown what prompted the investigation. Experts tell In Touch that an investigation can be triggered by a hotline complaint, even if an anonymous one, if the trained operator determines the allegation is serious enough that it meets standards for child abuse maltreatment laws. The Duggars were investigated by police in 2006 for Josh's act of molestation committed in 2002.
Any, so there any it is. That's viewer it. Of that show. Any viewer whatsoever could have called up DHS and said, hey, these people have 19 children who are babysitting each other.
I mean, don't they arrest people with, like, 19 cats in their house?
Yeah.
I mean, doesn't that happen? I mean, people who are, like, hoarding cats or, like exotic monkeys or something in their house? Yes, I just compared the Duggar children to monkeys. Thank you very much.
That's going to go over well.
Yes, yeah, so send the letters to Chess. All right. So in other news, related Duggar news. The headline from Talking Points memo: Mike Huckabee's co-author was reportedly accused of child molestation.
Man, They really love their little kids, don't they?
The writer who co-authored two of Republican presidential candidate and former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee's books was accused of child molestation in a police investigation and separate civil cases, BuzzFeed News reported late Wednesday. The writer John Perry co-authored Huckabee's 2007 book, Character is the Issue.
Thank you.
And his 2008 book, Do the Right Thing, Inside the Movement That's Bringing Common Sense Back to America.
Do the Right Thing Inside Small Children.
God. He also co-wrote a book with Alabama Supreme Court Chief Justice Roy Moore.
Roy Moore. Oh, it just gets better and better.
The BuzzFeed report came after Huckabee spent weeks defending Josh Duggar, the eldest son of the family featured on 19 Kids and Counting, and whose parents endorsed both of the ex-governor's presidential campaigns amid a molestation scandal dating back to the time Josh Duggar was a teenager. Yes, we already know this. I don't mind reading it over and over again. And I'm just adding that myself. That wasn't in the copy. A 2012 Nashville, Tennessee police investigation into Perry determined that allegations of sexual battery of a female victim between the ages of 11 and 14 were, quote-unquote, sustained.
Wow.
Department spokesman Don Aaron told BuzzFeed News, Aaron told the news that the statute of limitations on the offense had already expired at the time, though.
It's like True Detective.
He is.
Like season one of True Detective.
Good God,
Reverend Tuttle.
Spaghetti face.
Yeah.
Good
it's
Lord.
A giant conspiracy. I mean, you know, but this is what happens. I don't even need to go through this.
Yeah.
But this is what happens when you're part of a culture that tries desperately to suppress and repress sexual feelings, anything having to do with sex.
Yep, exactly. And at the same time, just demonizing everyone else.
Yeah, demonizing everyone else. You've got to constantly be this, you know, you got to stand up on this pedestal, and you can never be who you really are because it's really evil, and it's just, oh my God, this is what happens when this is the cost of that kind of repression.
Yep. We're going to take a quick break and come back with more on this story right after this.
You can't always get a clean you can feel good about inside and out unless you're using Bubble Genius Bath and Body Products. See, Bubble Genius is a woman-owned small business proudly creating our vegan-friendly products in America and supporting other U.S. businesses by buying our ingredients and supplies from them as often as possible. Plus, you'll be hard-pressed to find packaging as recyclable as ours. Visit BubbleGenius.com and check out our cause-related items, too, like our global warming soap and a lot more. We donate our proceeds for those items to worthy causes, like organizations combating climate change and mountaintop removal mining. Good stuff like that. We also send our products to the troops overseas through our Buy a Soldier a Shower campaign. Because the least we can do is keep them smiling and smelling great, right? So visit BubbleGenius.com and feel good and clean. Bubble Genius. Doing our part to make the world a better place, one bathtub at a time. That's BubbleGenius.com.
This is the Bubble Genius Bob and Chez Show.
Strand.
With Bob Seska and Chez Pazienza.
Yes, it is. Welcome back. Thank you for joining us this week, and thanks to all of our Patreon supporters. Moving on. All right. Continuing on with this Huckabee story by way of segueing into election 2016 news here in a second. A 2012 Nashville, Tennessee police investigation into Perry determined that allegations of sexual battery of a female victim. Oh, yeah, I read that part already, didn't I? Okay. The alleged sex abuse was also the subject of a series of lawsuits filed in county court by a parishioner of a church Perry once belonged to, according to BuzzFeed. A man named Austin Davis alleged that, in that case, that Covenant Presbyterian Church in Nashville covered up Perry's child molestation.
Nice.
Some of these people Mike Huckabee's palling around with. Good Lord. Now, in a sane world, Mike Huckabee would have to drop out of the campaign, first of all, and then he would have to drop out of public life for a while. He's going around with some strange people, vouching for some real weirdos here.
But he won't, because we've crossed, once again, we keep crossing these thresholds.
Yeah, exactly.
which normalizes this behavior. And we do it over and, well, not we, not all of us, but this, you know, this particular facet of our culture, they just ignore it. They ignore, you know, for people who preach right and wrong, they ignore right and wrong.
Oh, absolutely.
It's just, and it becomes acceptable behavior to just say, you know, well, no, we're not going to, you know, that's a big thing with Republicans now. Well, we're not going to listen to, you know, we're not going to do, oh, you know, that's supposed to be embarrassing. That's the kind of thing that should make us go away forever. No, we're not going to do that. Oh, you mean we should be responsible about what we put on the news? We're not going to bother.
No, you know? Bother.
Oh, we shouldn't be trolls and shouldn't out rape victims. Says mm-hmm. who?
Yep. Exactly. Right. And see, those things, those are all actual scandals, actual things to get bent out of shape about, to get outraged about. But in the meantime, they're actually getting outraged over things that they're just making up. For example, Benghazi. For example, Fast and Furious. For example, well, you name it. Whether it's tan suits, teleprompters, insert the blank there. Non-scandals, well, they're all kinds of outrage, but actual scandals in which Republicans are now defending and going around with and vouching for confessed child molesters. That's a pro. Imagine if that was Obama. Imagine if Obama got on television, or Hillary Clinton, or Bernie Sanders, or any one of the top shelf Democrats right now, and they actually vouched for a child molester, got on Fox News Channel or MSNBC in that case, and said, you know, I think that they're good people. They've been to my ministry. I've been to their house. Yeah. They're smart, fine people.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's do this. Let's get into it, because got lots of stories in the clown car here. Let's start with Ben Carson.
Sure, why not? Ben, I haven't gotten enough sleep lately.
Ben Carson has to stop talking about gay people. He just has to stop doing it because he can't do it. He's incapable of talking about gay people without choking on his own tongue. He, as you all know, he first said, what did he say? That he said that people go into prison straight and they come out gay? What the hell is that? Let's bring up our clown.
You know, there's nobody who understands gay people less than Ben Carson.
Right.
Ben Carson is the straightest man alive. Like, I can't see him, like, you know, like, just, you know, on Santa Monica Boulevard on Halloween wearing, like, a thong, or I can't picture him having any kind of a good time. It doesn't even have to, I of course went to the extreme, but I can't picture him having any kind of a good time.
Like, no.
I can't picture him dancing, I can't picture him enjoying himself, he's just human Ambien.
Yeah, he just puts everyone to sleep. He's just a snooze fest. I'm Ben Carson. Are you prepared for sleep? This is my sleep tape. You know what it's like when you get up and you go to the bathroom in the middle of the night? You notice the patterns on the carpet? Look outside and you see the stars, the moon? Why don't we go to IKEA?
Since Ben Carson's such a moralistic prick, his book would be called Go the Heck to Sleep.
So see what I did there? I combined Jeff Bridges' sleep tape with like Ben Carson. How about that?
So just go the heck to sleep. I say that because I can't say f***.
So Ben Carson said that
he's a little bit like, oddly enough, he's a little bit like Ben from Blue Velvet. He's got that. You know, he should be very quietly singing into a hardware lamp somewhere.
He actually said, on Fox News Channel, of course, gay rights aren't civil rights because gay people don't have separate water fountains.
Okay, sure.
I don't know. So here's Dr. Ben Carson. Try not to fall asleep.
But just to be clear, back to the statement.
This is Brett Baer, right?
Amend it? Did you say I was wrong?
Oh, yes, I did. I came out and said that, you know, that was a boneheaded statement. I was actually, and I shouldn't have allowed my emotions into it, but, you know, I was a little bit irritated that he was equating, you know, the whole issue with the civil rights movement. Because, quite frankly, I didn't remember any times when there were signs up that says, you know, everybody else here and gay people have to drink at this fountain. Or go to the, I was a little irritated, but I shouldn't allow that
he
to
was, he was irritated. I can only imagine what that looks like.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
The candy-colored clown they call the Sandman.
Okay, now, I'm just a little bit pissed off.
I'm irritated.
I'm going to give you such a pinch. Why are you lying about me? Saying things, making things up. Hey, come here. Put up those dukes. I'm going to throw down. But first I'm going to... All right. So, yeah, so he said gay rights are not the same as civil rights. But can you see, and certainly the gay experience is not the same as the African-American experience in the United States. But can you see the similarities here? I mean, that's, for God's sake, it's all about civil rights. It may not be capital C, capital R, civil rights movement.
Right.
But for Christ's sake, it's absolute. We're, you know, the Ben Carson and his buddies on the right, they want to maintain the gay community, the LGBT community, as second class citizens.
Yeah.
In very similar ways as African Americans were maintained as second class citizens.
Exactly. And they're going to lose. Exactly. They're already losing. They've already lost. This is something I've written about so many times. Mm-hmm. They've lost this fight. They have lost, and yep. They just aren't willing to admit it. They're grasping at straws. And the funny thing is that come, you know, years from now, a decade from now,
right.
15 years, whatever, they're going to look back. America is going to look back on this period in which we fought we fought against the civil rights of gay people the same way we look back on the civil rights era, where you know the people who stood against things like segregation
Well, no, it is exactly the same. It's not exactly the same.
Ben Carson's putting me to sleep.
Sorry,
Ben. You see, like I'm laying in my bed to be able to be able to talk into this thing, so that you don't get a lot of ambient sound. And so I'm just laying here anyway, and I've got like I look like fucking Satan. I've got like an open robe and iPads on my chest. And
all right, so well, let's move on. Let's move on with the clown car.
You get my drift, even if I don't get double negatives.
Oh, Lindsey Graham is in the news. There's Lindsey Graham. Couple of Lindsey Graham stories here.
Strength.
Lindsey Graham is the candidate of peace through
strength.
Strength. Okay, so first of all, Lindsey Graham, this is kind of a serious story. Lindsey Graham is quite the ghoul. He reintroduced a 20-week abortion ban in the U.S. Senate.
Yay.
Good
for him.
I'm dying for that debate.
won't be the first time that Lindsey's been on stage with a bunch of men.
Why do we want to let this happen 5 months into the pregnancy? I'm dying for that debate. I'm going to, quite frankly, insist that we have that debate. It's called this legislation is called the Pain Capable Unborn Child Protection Act.
Wow.
Or the PCUCPA. Even though numerous OBGYNs, experts in the field, have said that it's completely unverified that fetuses feel pain after 20 weeks. This is all about fetal pain.
Right.
And there's no information verifying that can actually occur. That system hasn't developed yet. So this is very much an arbitrary number. They're just rolling it back. First it was late-term abortions. Now it's this 20-week ban. And now they're just going to get rolled back further and further and further until it's nothing.
Yeah.
This is all just, I mean, talk about another correlation to the civil rights movement. This is all Jim Crow stuff is what they're doing. They can't outright ban abortion. So it's these small moves, these little tweaks to the system, these end arounds, these loopholes that they're using to basically create de facto bans on abortion.
Of course.
Lindsey Graham, quite the ghoul on this. By the way, speaking of that issue, there was an article in Sam Ward by Kimberly Johnson. Abortion rates drop in spite of efforts by anti-choicers. In pro-choice states, where there aren't many anti-abortion laws, the abortion rate has gone down. Hawaii, it's gone down 30%. New Mexico, gone down 24%. Nevada, 22%. Rhode Island, 22%. Rhode Island,
right? You can't say it like you can't say it normally anymore.
Ground and pound beef smoking monster in Rhode Island. And Connecticut, down 21%. Michigan rates, however, are up 18.5%. Experts theorize the rate is so high because an increasing number of women have been pushed out of their own state due to shutdowns and restrictions and crossover for the procedure into Michigan. 2013, the AP found there were 708 non-residential abortions in Michigan. The number jumped to 1,300 in 2014. Louisiana, up 12% due to the women from Texas crossing the state border to get the procedure. But meanwhile, you know, this again, this speaks directly to the disconnect here. They automatically assume when women are allowed to have this legal medical procedure, they'll just do it like they'll go out, like have a mani-pedi and then an abortion.
Right.
It's insane. It's insane. It's all in the States, man. It really is. That's where it's all going horribly awry. Okay, so some fun. Let's do some fun Lindsey Graham news here. There it is. Gone with the Wind. Get ready, Chaz. Lindsey Graham, according to Mark Kirk, Senator Mark Kirk, Lindsey Graham is a bro with no hoe.
Wow.
He said, I've been joking with Lindsey. Did you see that? He's going to have a rotating first lady. He's a bro with no hoe.
And who said this?
Senator Mark Kirk.
Wow.
Republican from Illinois.
These guys are just great.
Bro with no hoe.
So wonderfully out of touch.
Yeah, really. Just oh, my God.
So out of touch.
Bro with no hoe. Meanwhile, Marco Rubio can't manage his own money. Because he's too busy drinking all that water. He's just... Nom, 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 nom. The New York Times piece, by the way, was kind of a mess. It completely focused on the wrong thing. Certainly, a lot of what Marco Rubio has been up to, spending on debt, buying extravagant things when he couldn't necessarily afford it, making bad financial transactions, you know, selling a house for a loss, you know, liquidating his retirement plan with a $24,000 tax penalty involved in that. Stupid decisions, but they're decisions that a lot of Americans make. The distinction here, and what the New York Times failed to mention, was that that this is a guy running for president who's comporting himself as a fiscal conservative. And this is the way he behaves. And he wants to be our latex salesman. Well, he should just drop out now.
Well, I mean, he should drop out because he's not going to win.
No, he's not going to win. That's right.
You don't even need to go any further than that. He's just not going to win. But you know, like we've talked about many times, his goal probably isn't to win. His goal is to just up his stock.
Right. Well, I mean, on top of that, most of the candidates don't have the type of experience that was demanded by the Republicans for Barack Obama to have. The business experience, you know, the private sector experience. Hardly any of them have that. And then you lump on top of this guy, Marco Rubio. I just call him this guy. This guy just walked in off the street, wants to run for president. This guy, Marco Rubio.
This guy, Marco Rubio.
That was very, you know what? That was very much a Bill O'Reilly thing, I'm ashamed to say.
This Marco Rubio character.
He can't manage his own money. I mean, in fact, he admits in his memoirs that he's terrible at managing his own money. And so he wants to be the steward of our economy, right?
That figures.
Meanwhile, Chris Christie wants to start using the military against China.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
He was actually referring to... I'm not even going to say it. I'm not going to... I'm just not going to... No, I'm not going to go there.
Okay. What? Oh, come on. You got to do it now.
He was actually referring to Panda Express in the food court.
I don't like it. Now you're learning. Now you're doing it like me.
We must use the military to go after Panda Express and get me as much noodles and Kung Pao chicken as I can stuff into my head.
Into my pants. to create this moose knuckle I have down there.
There you go. That's right. That's what was in there, huh? That's what caused his pants to look so awkward in that baseball photo. He had Kung Pao chicken in his pants.
Absolutely.
Learn something new every day. Hey, we've got letters and more content on the Postmortem Show coming up next. Take care, folks. Bye-bye.